This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of a rebound after yesterday's weakness. Got corn up a couple cents, beans up 2 to 3 cents. Wheat is leading the way up 7, 7.5 cents. The wheat is not getting a lot of headlines with this story, but the reality is Russia continues to attack Ukraine's infrastructure, their shipping structure. I think there's been two ships that have been hit with missiles recently fired from Russia. That has got a little bit of war premium going on into the wheat market. The grains, we're fighting, you know, a fantastic harvest for the Midwest here. Just not a lot of rain in the forecast. Harvest is speeding along. And then on top of that, we do have this big crop report on Friday where the government will tell us what their view of the crop is, if it's getting bigger or if it's getting smaller.
And Jim, I always have to refamiliarize myself with each WASDE report, but do you look at this one as one that is more of a market mover or one that is more of just informational?
Well, this one's one of those ones that can be interesting. It is the October 1. They're getting into the report. Now, as a history move on the corn, usually in general, the trade's been pretty close to what they think the ending stocks is going to be. The average trade guess is for the yield to only drop a few tenths of the bushel on the corn from 183.6 last month to 183.3 on the corn this month. Bean yield go from 53.2 to 53.0, so a very slight decline. As for ending stocks on the beans, sometimes the trade tends to underestimate that a little bit at times. But in general, I don't think this is going to be a major shocker. I think we will get through the number, then the market will just get focusing in back onto, what is a producer going to do with this grain? Is he going to market it or is he going to hold it?
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn unchanged at 420 and 3 quarters. November soybeans down 2 and a quarter at 1014 even. December soybean meal down 30 cents at 322.70. December soybean oil down 43 cents at 42.66. On the Merck, October live cattle up 7 cents at 188.55. October feeder cattle up 5 cents at 250.37. December lean hogs down 32 cents at 76.85. Class 3 milk up 8 cents at 22.70. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.